I went to work at the Bell Laboratories. In fact, I worked at their headquarters, which back at that time was actually in New York City itself.
Right.
It was at 463 West Street, in what's now a converted set of buildings out there, turned them into condominiums or something. But back then, that was where the headquarters are. They had a research lab out at Murray Hill and another one at Whippany, and a few other places around the country. This was before Homedale had been built out, up for AT&T. And I was hoping at the time to go to graduate school, but it wasn't clear how we were going to finance that exactly. And while I was at Bell Labs, I won an NSF fellowship, which let me go to a school of my choice, and I ended up opting to go to Princeton, got accepted that fall. And so I was actually at Bell Labs only from roughly January of 1960, when I graduated from undergraduate school, until September when I went off to Princeton.
In that brief time, did you do any interesting work that, like, later you felt was, had been useful?
Well, I, you know, the people who are graduating from college back then in my field typically went into things like color television, electronic devices of one sort or another that were interesting, coding, various things that were sort of de rigueur at that point. I opted to go into a kind of an operations research side of the business because, one, I like mathematics. It was more mathematical. Number two, the particular job I took was in a group that was worried about the overall structuring of the Bell system, and so it had kind of a national reach and had to do with some of the macro technological and economic issues that one had to deal with. I was in a group that purported to, was run by someone named Roger Wilkinson, a grand old gentleman of the Bell system. I used to think of him as the Walter Cronkite of the Bell system. He'd show up, you know, in his cardigan sweater, smoked a pipe, sailed his boat out of Marchmont every weekend. He was just a fine gentleman, the kind you associate with, you know, that kind of endeavor. He ran this group, you know, in a very avuncular way, and it was really delightful. I got some fundamental jobs to deal with that involved learning to program computers and doing simulations and evaluating, you know, different alternatives for operation of various parts of the Bell system. It gave me a grand overview, and it wasn't specifically in the development of particular pieces of technology, but rather understanding how the whole system worked from a global perspective.